And we saw that the Gemara raises the issue in two real places, both at the beginning of the Gemara and at the end of the Gemara, regarding relying on the edus of woman in this situation. Gemara says that this, if we can use this house, and the Gemara applies from the statement of Nashim Avodim Ktanim, so it must be a raya that there's a chazaka that we're relying on, because we would never rely on the statement of these individuals. On that statement, Rashi interprets the lavnei asudinim, because they don't have the ability to testify. That was raya number one. Raya number two was in the hemshich of the Gemara, and in the maskonos haGemara, Gemara says that the only reason we're relying on their testimony is because this is a din d'rabbanan. Mashmos of the Gemara is that in a din d'oraisa, we would never rely on the testimony of these individuals. And again, a reminder that the individuals that were listed were Nashim, Avodim, Uktan. So that really opened up, in order to really understand what the Gemara is telling us on an investigation and exploration on the din of Erech Nemisur. What is Erech Nemisur and why shouldn't it apply over here? So we tried to look at some of the sources and chas of Erech Nemisur. We saw that there's Machlokes Rashi and Taisus in Maseches Gittin. We didn't really delve in fully to the Taisus, so I'm going to do now. The Taisus is bothered on the statement in the Gemara in Yevamos, in Gittin, that Rashi applies Erech Nemisurim to examples of not only whether or not a piece of meat is kosher, but also Shechita and Aprashas Trum. On that, Tosfos says, Rashi misunderstood the Gemara in Yevamos, and Rashi gave examples that were not necessarily included in the din of Erech Nemisurim, to the Muchach, in the Gemara in Yevamos and Daf Peches. We turn to the Gemara in Yevamos Daf Peches. We saw what Tosfos was alluding to. Tosfos says over there that, Tosfos is learning the Gemara over there, that the Gemara differentiates between a classic Eidach and Emisurin where there is no Chazaka, and an Eidach and Emisurin where the Eidach is going against the Chazaka. The Gemara's Mashmos is that there's a problem with an Eid Echad going up against the Chazak, which is what we're going to assume, just by Maimar HaMuzber in parentheses. Not all Rishonim even Paskin like the Mashmos of that Gemara. And the Ramban there points out that it could be that the Gemara was just being Doiche, and even an Eid Echad could be Neman Keneged his Chazak. We assume La Halacha not like that, and we assume that an Eid Echad does not have the ability to be made Keneged HaChazkas Isser, which is the way we're going to assume, but I just wanted to point out that some of the Rishonim say that the Gemara was being mocked. So what is the way that an Eid Echad can even stand up against, in his chazak, against the Cheskas Yisr? On that, the Gemara says that's working through Biyadah. If he has the ability, if he has the control over that item, so Mamela, that is what gives him Ne'emot. So Frek Taisus Akash and Sefas Gittin against Rashi, how is it that Rashi is adding in the din of Atrashas Truma and Shechita? Hello, that's not an example of Eidach Nem Visu. Good. On that Gemara in Yevamos, we pointed out that Rashi seems to be mashma, that the Gemara, at least the way that Tosfos Yeshanim understood Rashi, that the Gemara, or that the Rashi was explaining that the din of Eidach Nem Visurin is like a svara. A svara that it's not mistaber that a person is not going to be able to eat in someone else's house, and that he's not going to be able to trust his wife or someone else. I'm sorry, I said too much. Rashi does not say what I just said, and I might have just given away a lot of where I'm going. But you would be limited in not being able to trust someone else. So therefore, obviously, Eidachot is Nemen Yisur. Dr. Tais Yishanim from a different school of thought that says, so what? Tough luck. If it's not mutter, it's not mutter. So therefore, there must be a source to the din of Eidechud Nemabisur. And what is the Taisi Shanim source? He says it must be that we learned out from Maseches Nido, that the woman is able and is trusted that she counts for 7 days, and that she was Matar herself, and now her husband is Mutter to be with her. So obviously there is a din of Eid Echad Neman B'Yisur. This idea of the Tosfos Yeshanim is also the Shita of Tosfos in Gittin, the Hemshech of the Tosfos that we learn. Before we get to that Tosfos, we also have to ask ourselves, okay, what does Rashi do with that pasuk? If Rashi Taka holds like the way the Tosfos Yeshanim assumes Rashi held, and it's really a Svara, so why does he need a pasuk when it comes to Nida? What does he do with that pasuk? And why did he argue that Nida can't be the source? Those are some of the questions that we need to ask ourselves, not only in identifying the different opinions, but in trying to understand them on a deeper level. So let's get back to that original machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos about how to present the cases in Gittin of Eidach Nemisra. Again, Rashi pointed out that Shechita and Hafrashas Truma were also examples of Eidach Nemisra. Tosfos pointing out that the Gemara in Yevamos says that that's because of Biyado. Aaron says that Rashi missed the boat. How is it possible that Rashi missed the boat? Rashi himself quotes that Gemara, as Jeremy pointed out. It's not like Rashi wasn't aware about that. Rashi and Gittin in the next line quotes that Gemara. So there's something fishy going on between Rashi and Tosfos that they were obviously arguing about, which brings us to our new stage, our next stage within the sukkah. What does it mean to be biyado? What does that mean? And what ramifications does that have? So Rabbi Isai, whenever you're learning a Shas Sugya, who are you probably going to run into, Rabbi Isai? The Baal Hashem Shmaitze, the Baal Tzitz HaChoshen, right? Person whose father wrapped him up in a shirt and said, don't miss a day of school, don't miss a day of cheder, sacrifice Meisr Nefesh for him. None other than the Shev Shmaitze, who wrote this again when he was 18 years old. Dr. Shev Shmaitze, in defense of Rashi, he quotes a Maharik, but it's also, he quotes, a Chidush Aran there in Maseches Gittin. But he says, he thinks there are two ways to understand the concept of Biyado. Rashi Maseches Gittin tells us that Biyado is a new din. Biyado is not working with Torah's Eidach Nemisu. Biyado is a new level of Nemanus, just like in the world of Dine Mamanus, where we're going to learn about Mabasa Rabbi Isai. There's a concept of Adam Neman al Shaloi. Person has in his property an item, he's believed on what the story is of that item, if he's a muksuk on that item. So too comes along the Rosh in Maseches Gittin and says that's also the concept of Biyado that you find in the Gemara and Yevamos. That even though Al Pidin, and even though if you set up A versus B on a chart, Eid Echad loses to an Ischazik, and then Eid Echad has no Ne'emonos, and you're out of the parsha of Eid Echad Nem Bisurin, but Zok the Gemara, but there is a new avenue that you could rely on if the situation is a situation of Biyado, like it is by Shechita and Hafrashas Truma, like the Gemara's example, by Tevel. So, in Cain, we understand what Tosfos was asking. Tosfos was saying, Rashi, Biyado works totally differently. Biyado is a new avenue of Ne'emonos. Biyado means I control this. Biyado means I'm not working mitoras Eidach Nem Bisurin. So therefore, Rashi spoke too much and added too many things to his list of Eidach Nem Bisurin, and that's actually inaccurate. The reason why I'm Ne'emon by Avrosha Shtruma and by Shechita is not because of Eidach Nem Bisurin. It's for a totally different reason, and you should not have quoted that in Gittin on Daf Beis Amud Beis. Shema, that's a great shot. Now we understand what Tosfos says. Yeah, but Rabbi Isai, what the Shmaitzer needs to explain to us is, how does Rashi defend himself? What does Rashi do with that Gemara in Yevamos? How do you understand that Gemara? Says the Shmaitzi, quotes the Ma'arig, and it says, perhaps we can understand Viyado, according to Rashi, entirely different. What's the problem? Gemara in Yevamos presents an Eid Echad Nen Nisur as Nemonis. Elamai. He gets stuck. He gets stuck when he's faced against the Chazal. Chazal didn't want to grant him that Nemonis to be made against the Chazal. So what did Chazal do? They said, but if it's an Eid Echad that what? That has a Biyado. So then what? That's going to win out against the Chazal. That's going to remove, shake up the Chazakah. That's going to make the Chazakah not sturdy anymore. And then, what will you be left with, Rabbi Yisai? Once you shake up the Chazakah and you give the Ne'amonis what? So what's you're left off with, Rabbi Yisai?
Eid
Echad and Misurin. So basically, the way Rashi approached Eid Echad with Biyado Keneged Ischazik is that it's not entirely true that Eid Echad loses to an Ischazik. An Eid Echad can win sometimes Keneged Ischazik. When? When the Ischazik becomes less sturdy. When the Chazakah becomes neutralized. Because you have a Biyado Lesalik. You have Biyado to remove. You have Biyado to change. So that's not a classic Eid Echad. So the Memela, but I'll be din. If I would ask Rashi, why are you Neman? Through which halachic mechanism are you believed in such a scenario? What's going to be the answer, Rabbi Yisai? Eid Echad. It's going to be the same parasha. So Memela Kumtoi says the Shev Shmaitza that the Ma'arik, the way the Ma'arik learned, we could apply that to Shitas Rashi. Memela says the Shmaitza, according to this, he could be Mesalik all of what? All of Tosfos Kashas. Why did Rashi go above and beyond and include Shechita and Afrashas Truma to the list? He abused the list. He went overboard. He said too many things. Zok b'Shmaitza, not if you hold like the Chiddush Aran, not if you hold like the Ma'arik, not if you understand that Biyado is not a new avenue of Nemonos, but rather Biyado is just a way to neutralize the Chazakah, Memela, go back to the default, and give the classic Nemonos of Eid Echad Nemi Bisurin. Whereas according to Rashi, in every single situation in Bisurin, there is one level of Nemonos. What's that one level of Nemonos? The classic din of Eid Echad Nemi Bisurin, which according to Rashi in Yevamos was a Svara. Was a Svara and is not a Chiddush Lalach. Masha'inkin, according to Tosfos, not true. Eid Echad Nemi Bisurin loses B'Malkum Ischazik. We find that the Gemara in Yevamos gives him Nemonis. Yeah, that's a totally different sugya. That's out of the sugya of Eid Echad Nemi Bisurin. That's called the sugya of Biyado. According to Tosfos, two tracks. According to Rashi, one track. Frek Tosfos Akasha. Everyone clear? Frek Tosfos Akasha.
Question?
Where is the source for Eid Echad Nemi Bisurin? Where is the source for Eid Echad Nemi Bisurin? Like the Tosfos Yishonim said, it's not a Svara. But rather, Zoktoisis, the source is from a Sofralah. From the din of a Nida. How is a person mutter, right? Nida, Rabbi Yisai, remember this. Nida has many different ramifications. You're going to learn this when you learn Nida. You're going to learn that there are ramifications in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, Lugabe Tumah V'Tahara. And then there's going to be the second ramifications that are relevant, Bizman Azeh, which is Lugabe the Isser V'Heter L'Bailah. That's very relevant, even for all Chosin classes, to learn about the dimensions of Nida, that is, Lagave, the Isser V'Heter L'Bailah, even though Tumah V'Tahara is not as relevant, because we don't keep Tumah V'Tahara, Bizman Hazeh. Good. And you, by the way, as learning Nida, you might find discrepancies between the Heterim of those two things. But L'maisa, a woman is always being Naman, Lagave being V'Tahara herself, and Lagave being pure. So, Prekta Zakasha, how could I learn, how could I hold with a straight face that the source for Eid Echad Nemi Bisurin is from Nida? Hello, there's a problem. What's the problem? It's Keneged a Chazakah. she has a cheska sister that she's bleeding. Now she's going to be telling me that she is clean. Shiva Nakiyim. Again, everybody said, just understand the way Nida works. A woman can't just go to the mikvah. She has to first check herself for 7 days and twice a day for 7 days. And then she goes to the mikvah at the end of 7 days and then she becomes tall. Okay? A lot more details that I'm not obviously getting involved in now, but that's the basic rundown of the process. So now Frek Taisvin is, so that's from Malcolm Mishazi. She's it. She's also. That's not a good source for Eid Ephraim Bissur, right? Right? So what does Taisa say? Taisa says two things. Taisa says, first of all, she's not Bechezkas that she's going to be Roya Kol Shah. The Gam, the other little. What did he need those two statements for? What did Taisa mean? Taisa originally stated that what? She's believed to say that she's clean. This is the way the Marshal is basis. Because she's not going up against the fact that she's always going to see down, but she's not always going to see down. She doesn't have a cheska that she's always going to flow down. The dam's eventually going to stop. So the fact that she's saying, what? I'm a Noki. I have Zayin Nikiyim. That's not connected chazaka. But then Taisa says, what? Beyond the lit bulb, she has the ability to go into the mikvah. So what did that do? Yeah, but what? She's connected a chazaka that she's tamei. Because kol old that shot, she doesn't go to the mikvah. She never lost that tamei status. On that, Tosfos answers, yeah, but then she has a biyado to jump into the mikvah. Then she has a biyado, and therefore Mamela, she has that nemonos. So Tosfos says, I have no problem from learning from Nida, and which part, according to our analysis right now, Lefida Shmaitza, where is Tosis going to learn the source from Nida? For the first half of Nida. From the fact that she's Nemon Legabe, the sphere is Zayin Nakiyim. Because according to Tosis, Biyado is a new level of Nemonis. If Biyado is a new level of Nemonis, according to the Tosis, the way we're saying according to Shmaitza, so it's not the fact that she's Tar, it's the fact that she's saying that she's clean. Maybe someone can disagree with the whole Shmaitza. L'chayra, this is what would come out according to our setup in the sugya of the Shmaitza versus Rashi. Or Rabbi Isai, the kasha is a libid Rashi. Number one, how does Rashi get around these questions? L'maisa, she's Tameh. To what? So Rashi will say, yeah, but she's Tameh. So Biyado is Masalik that Chazaka. Like the Marik. So Biyado is Masalik that Chazaka. So Mamela, that's not necessarily a Kasha that's this Chazaka. Rabbi Yisai, you have more of a fundamental question, Rabbi Yisai, before you're answering all those technicalities. Rashi doesn't agree to Tosfos. Rashi holds that what Eidech and Emisur and Pashtus is, like the Tosfos Yeshanim learned in Rashi, is a Svara. But I have a pasuk from Eid Echna Mimsir from Besafer Law, from Nida. So why don't I learn from Nida? Good Kasha? That's where we're stuck right now. Rashi needs to do something with that pasuk. Yeah.
Isn't Rashi saying that when you learn it from Tumah and Shita, you got it? Isn't that saying that when you learn it from Nida Raisa also?
It is Nida Raisa. According to Rashi, it's Nida Raisa. Yeah, for sure. Right. About no one's disagreeing that this is the rice. Yeah. No. But Svara is the rice. Svara, the Gemara says, Svara lama likra. If I have a Svara, I don't need a plus. Place is clearly held that you couldn't rely on a Svara. There's something mechudash over here that wouldn't apply.
Rabbi, didn't you just answer your own question?
How?
If I have a Svara, why do I need a plus?
Right.
So why are we asking if Rashi isn't learning from Nida?
But now I'm asking you, why do you need a pasuk by Nida?
Because we need to learn the din of Nida, don't we?
But of course she's believed.
Oh, you're saying why don't we use the svara for Nida?
Yeah.
So, Rebbe.
Yeah.
Can we say that you can't? Rashi thinks you can't extend it from Nida because Nida has a cheskas iser against it.
Dave wants to say, beautiful. So Dave wants to say, no, Rashi agrees And Nida is a pra, Nida a pasuk. But what? Nida can't be extended because Nida is b'makom eschazik. Maybe he disagrees with that first element of places. That it's still considered keneged a chazak. It's still considered a chazak. Well, then why would he disagree with that? Why would he disagree with that?
Well, it's true on everything listed.
But that's the other.
Yes, so he said that this is true.
What is? Neither is the other. The sphere is Zion King. Yeah, the sphere itself. That's what I'm saying in the part of the business.
Why can you argue
there's a chazaka? Right. Maybe there is a chazkasism. Maybe you wouldn't like that. Good. So, what?
It's the actual sphere.
You don't have a. It's not the yodel to make yourself clean.
But we need
that. By Afrasha's truma, Afrasha is the yodel. That's not what the yodel is. The yodel is I can create that reality. For Abaisai, the emes is the Rishonim really alluded to. If you look at the Ramban and Gittin, the Ramban challenges Shita Satoisis, and the Ramban says that Nida is a Yeretzim in a club. Nida is not the Mokr. Why is up the Ramban? Yesh mafarshim shem duchsiv esafra lalatzva v'kashali hosam hos chazik isura shafil apir sanita ima b'mita o sheyalda soferis latzva ne'manas al tfilas v'ding bar minod eirach ne'man afilu is chazik isura. So says the Ramban, it can't be that that's the source, because then you would have a source, what? That there would be ne'manas even keneged cheska sisr. El ashayni osam shemitach shene'manas al atzva ne'manas nami labala avo b'shari duis minol. Says the Ramban, no, maybe that's a yotzim and a cloud, that since she's neman for herself, she's neman also for her husband. It doesn't really elaborate. Inami, also miyev sheshetavi eidin lepsika sivasa, v'nidasa, l'svirasa, l'tvilasa, l'tich laminasa atoira, v'ein l'neidim imenu l'shari duyos, klal she'ein donin esher mishahiyash. Fuck the Ramban, another pshat. You can't learn from Nida. You know why you can't learn from Nida? Because what? There's no way you're going to ever have Eidus for that. So if you have a davar she'i efshar that only she's going to know about, it's a private matter, so obviously that was a yaitzim and a cloud. But you can't learn out from here the source for Eidach Nem Nisurin, because the Ramban quotes the cloud from the Gemara, ein lemedim, the ein donin efshar mishe'i efshar. You don't learn out a cloud from something that there was no other option, that the Torah was forced in to be mechadesh shatzef shah. So therefore the Ramban thinks that Erech Nem Nisurin would be weak in that, in terms of that source. For Rabbi Rabbeisai, but there's much more to this machlekes of this source. As we open up on Maseches Ksubis, the Yadam saw Ksubis. Guys got the Ksubis. Yeah? No one? Oh boy. Rabbeisai. What am I going to say Ksubis? Okay. I'm going to start the Gemara, and I want you to focus, Rabbi Yisrael, on the Ritva over there. The Gemara says as follows. Gemara in Ksubis is discussed. Yeah.
I have a quick question.
Who is that, Judah?
Yeah.
Where are you? Oh, you're in the middle, yeah.
Why don't we say the woman is her own aid?
The woman is her own aid.
So then why are we saying it's a case of Eif Shar if there is an aid? Well,
meaning the fact that you're relying on her aid is over here is inevitable. It's Eif Shar. We wouldn't be able to survive without it. We have to rely on her because you're not going to ever have an external aid for that. You're not going to ever have aid in. But just because I have this parsha in the Torah, says the Ramban, that's not going to necessarily be mechadesh to me the din. Because over here, it's Eif Shar. It has to be like this.
Isn't external aid stronger than you testifying on yourself?
two external edim is obviously the stronger. That's the edus. But the Ramban's saying, but that's not a possibility over here. So Mimela over here, the Torah was forced to say, B'safra lo. You can't use that and extrapolate from there to a source in Eidach Nem Misurin and call it Torah Kula. So Rabbi Isai, the Gemara in Ksubis on Daf Ayin Beis says as follows. The Mishnah in Ahmad there is talking about a situation where a woman rebels against her husband. If they get divorced because she acted inappropriately, Rabbi Isai, he has the right to divorce her, but not only does he have the right to divorce her, he doesn't have to pay her the ksuba. She's a maredes al baila. She rebels against her husband. That's what the seventh paragraph of Masechet Ksubos is talking about. Dr. Mishnah, ve'elu yoytzit shalei b'ksuba. Mishnah is talking about people who go out, shalei b'ksuba. This is one of the major sources of covering the hair, overis adas maisha v'yehudis. And then the Gemara says, ve'ezi adas maisha, ma'achilasa she'ena ma'usar, u'mashamshasa nidah. What happens if a woman feeds her husband food that is not tithed? That meiser, Jumus and meisers, was not taken off of it. Zakti Gemara, Machilasa Sheinim Mu'usr, Echidami, Idiyode, if he knows that it's not Mu'usr, so what? Nifresh. So he should separate the truma. Idi lo yada, mino yada. So how does he know? Well, tzricha, rather, it's a case. The amale pleini koyin tikan lias kakri. Well, ozel shayli vishtakas shikra. It must be a case that she said, oh, that guy in the store, he was metakin and he was not mishumas and meisers. That's what she said. And then I met him the next day in shul, and he told me I never touched it. Mamela, she was Meshaker, so now I ate Tevel because of her, because of what she said, and therefore what? I'm going to divorce her without a ksuba. She's a Meredes on her own, right? That's the first case of the Gemara. Or if she's Meshamshaso Nida, if she's as Tashbish with her husband when she was a Nida, she's Meredes, and she's Yaitzis, but like ksuba, I could divorce her, and I don't have to pay my ksuba. Echidami, also what's the case? If he knew that she was an Ida, so nifres, he should separate from her. What does he have any tainas over here? Ida lo yada, and if he doesn't know, nismach ilaveh, ilava, he should rely on her. The Amar Rav Chanina bar Kana Amar Shmuel minayim lemida shesoferes la'atzma, shenamar v'sofra la shivas yamin, la la'atzma. The Torah says that she's believed when it comes to need of a suffer la atzma, right? End of Gemara. Oh, I'm sorry. What is Gemara? Answer: Lo tzricha da amalei pleini chacham dearly as adam. Lo zel b'shaylo v'shtaka shikra. No, she says this guy said that this maror was tahor, and he went to ask the rabbi, and the rabbi said, "I never met your wife before in my life. She was lying." As always, after Gemara. What's interesting about this Gemara? There are two cases that were brought up in Gemara. But they're presented very different. We're running out of time. Rabbi Isai, I want you to see the Ritva. I want you to see the Ritva on this Gemara, and then come back to me on Mirtz Hashem, the next step within our Gemara. Look at the Gemara in Ksubos, analyze the Gemara in Ksubos, and then see the Ritva and see exactly where I'm going. I don't want to give it away right now. But Rabbi Isai, before we close this step of the sugya, Rabbi Isai, we need to go back to our inyan of biyado that we just presented from the Shev Shmaitza to Mahalchim the Rishayim, how to understand it, and read the Shita of Tosfos in Maseches Pesach. You see, Rabbi Isai, that idea of biyado is not only relevant in the sugya in Gittin. Tosfos brings it over here on the conclusion statement of our Gemara. The Gemara says as follows: the midrais of a bitul ba'al masagi. But since over here it's only the Rabbanon, because Hamet, so therefore the Isha is believed. Zok Toysus, Hemnu Rabbanon b'Rabbanon. Afal gav dechol dover shubi yadim mehemnin lu, l'nashim avadim avadim, afil midaraisa. Stop right there. What did Toysus just say? Taisa says the reason why they should be believed over here, Afal Gav is a what? Anytime I see an Afal Gav in a Taisa or Baisai, what do I know?
Asha.
It's an implied question. Taisa is bothered, what? You should really believe them even on a level of what? Yoraisa, why? Because? Biyada. Why Taisa say Biyada? What was wrong with what?
They can do Bidika.
What was wrong with what? I understand what the other means. But I'm asking, why do you need the other? What happened to Eid Afnei Nisur?
The Cheskes Isser.
So, David Rubin says, Zetman Fenda, you see that a bias has a Cheskes Isser. Who wants to say something based on David's statement, Rabbi Isai? Rabbi Isai, it's all one shear, it's all one sugya. What that, Jack? Mugged up down! L'chayra, if you want to say what David says, you need to assume, like the Mugged Avram in sugya's past, that every bias is considered b'cheskas, chometz, and your edus is now being mitzied from that chazaka. Nemela, now I need a biyado. According to Taisus, a new level of nemanus to treat this Taisus in Gittin. But what? In order to what? To believe them in this situation. Taisus couldn't rely on Eid Afnei Nisur. Im Kein Rabbeisai. If that's Pshat. If that's Pshat. According to Taisus. So then what? Would I say, like Rashi says on Amud Aleph, the lav bnei asudeninu? Not necessarily. It's not necessarily because they're lav bnei asudeninu. It's rather that what? I'm running over here in a situation where even an eidach and emisurin wouldn't even apply. Why? Because what? Because according to the Magen Avraham, it's a chazak. But Rabbi Isai. So Jack's right. If I assume like the Magen Avraham, I have a pshat in the right places. The reason why I need the other over here is because what? Is because obviously it's Kenegat a Chazaka, and without the other, you wouldn't be them. But Rabbi Sayudo, I have a question according to what if Taisus holds like the Rama? If Taisus holds like the Rama, I don't know what Taisus holds. But I know Taisus applied the other. I want to know why. So one option, says Jack, is because I can say like the Magen Avraham. But if I don't hold like the Magen Avraham, I hold like the Ramah in Yeridei and Simen Kuf Chav Zayin, which is the source for Eid Afnei Nisur, right? Where the Ramah tells us that we should pass them like the Rishonim, that take the Gemara and Yevamos at face value, that an Eid Afnei is not believed connected to Chazak, and that's the way we should pass them La'alacha. Same Kain Ravoisai. What am I stuck with? So then what? Oh, I'm sorry. And then the Ramah says, and an Eid Afnei is believed where? The Makom. Because there is no cheskas here, as David pointed out, the Ramah is kerachol bitcha k'tana. No pun intended for this week's parasha, Rabbi Isai. He spells it out clearly that what kerachol bitcha k'tana, that there is no cheskas iser by chometz, right? So in case, so what do you need the other?
Well, Rabbi, the Gemara said clearly that there is a cheskas iser.
What?
That this isn't open for debate because the Gemara said the case really is. The Gemara says, "The muchlak lamdilav badak." It's established in this specific case. There's a cheska shein of badak.
Okay, that's not keneged a chazaka. That's only keneged a chazaka if you have a problem with a stam house.
This isn't a stam house.
What chazaka is the eid echad going up against, according to Tosfos?
According to the Gemara, it's the muchlak lamdilav badak.
Oh no.
The point of the Gemara where the Gemara says Heimuna Rabbanim the Rabbanim.
The badak just neutralizes cheskas badak. That doesn't create a chazaka that the eid echad is going up against. Chazaka that the eid echad is going up against is like a case where I say on a treif of peace, of something that was becheskas iser that I say it's mut. That's a problem. That I need biyado for. But over here, what's the problem with the house? So you'll tell me, like Jack's telling me, our house has a problem. There's a cheskas chametz. It's always in the house before yontif. And you are training that chazaka. Oh, that's an eid echad mokum chazavit. I need the other for that. But if I own like the Ramah, Rabbi Isai, and what? All the sugyas we've been discussing that has ramifications. Magen Avraham and the Ramah, Lagabe last time, Chalav, Sugya, Lagabe the sugyas beforehand. And what? I assume one, and Mishaile, Isa, come on, it's all one sugi, Rabbi Isai. If I hold like the Ramah, so why do I need the other? So maybe you'll tell me, and Hanami, Rabbi, you see a right to the Magen Avraham from our Tosis. Is there any other option? Is it Mukhruch that our Tosis holds like the Ramah? What, Julian, what do you want to say? You want to say that? What? Whoa, what do you have? You have a problem with Noshim? Chaver over here have a problem with Noshim. Huh? Noshim aren't? Okay, then I'm wrong. You don't have to be a mumchet to be an Eidecha. What are you saying? What are you trying to say? You just said.
You're lazy.
No. You're already in the Hampshire for places. Places is saying why Biyadu. I'm asking what? I don't even understand why you need Biyadu. So if you say like Jack, that is for Mokum Cheska Sisar, I understand. So maybe we have a Raya, and maybe it's Mukhu that places held like the Magen Avraham, that there's a Cheska Sisar, like Abi Chametz. But if you don't say like the Magen Avraham, and you want to assume like the Ramah, so you're stuck, no? Chayra, it's a Raya like Jack. Chayra, it's a Raya that there's a Cheska Sisar. Maybe not. Maybe Julian, maybe you were saying something very, very intelligent. What is Julian suggesting? What?
We're under 60 seconds.
What? What did you say, Abby?
We have less than a minute here.
Oh, we have less than a minute. Rabbi Isai, perhaps the whole din of Eid Avraham and Nisurin only applies to Usher Eid. Whoa. That is the most anti-feminist statement I've ever heard in my life. And Julian said it, or said it and then backed out. But you guys said much, much worse. We're going to get to the answer of places.
I'm not for the
boys. What?
I'm not for the boys.
Rabbi Isai, Lamaisa, what's going on over here? Is that a possibility? Perhaps there's a new Yisoid going on in Pesachim Daf Dalet? Could anyone say that? Is that a possibility? So, Rabbi Isai, I got to tell you this, Maisa. Be back right after these. What do they call it? Messages? Messages. I chazed over this mice. I saw, it was very geschmack. I saw Rav Shechter this morning. So I think he was diving in the base medrash. So I haven't seen him 9 months since Corona. How long has it been? What? March 3rd is going to be a year?
Yeah.
Wow. And with us, it's more because we started Corona, remember?
We
started March 3rd. We had Corona for the longest. I miss Parsha Zoh. So, Rabbi Isai, it's like, it's the shoes that are shot there every day. It's very expensive. It's so accessible. I started running. So I said the following. Shechter asked me to edit his last sefer, the red sefer, Ginos Egos. So in that sefer, he quotes a shtickle from the Divrei Emes. The Divrei Emes, also wrote the Baal Mechaber Becher David, has a shtickle there. And I'm going to tell you in a second what his shtickle is. But the Maisa goes as follows. Maybe Yehuda was speaking Divrei Shvach about the Divrei Emes. He said his Svarim are really incredible. So I forget who he told me, but it was some Rav that bought the Sefer, and he wasn't impressed. And he said, when I get up to Shemayim, it's an unbelievable story. So when I get up to Shemayim, I'm going to hold the Naid of Yehuda accountable for 5 rubles. Because that's how much I spent to buy this here. So he said, that's what he said. He said, I'm going to hold the Naid of Yehuda accountable. So Reb Chaim Brisker said to this person that made that statement about the 5 rubles, he says, let me ask you a question. Is Eid Echad Nemi Bisurin by Moshe? So the guy responded, Abad. I go home every day. I eat dinner. I trust my wife. I trust my mother. I'm not dating after the service. Believe my gosh. Says Reb Chaim, oh, let me tell you something. It was worth it that you bought that safe at the Rei MS for that shtick. Because he brings Rishayim and many Rishayim that say not so fast. And not everything that you assume is actually correct. And maybe everything that we assume, the four we learned from Sachas Pesachim, that Avada the Din of Eidat and Yisurim applies to Nashim, is not necessarily the simplest assumption. And the Divrei Emes proves it and brings evidence and rayas to that Yisoid, which Rabbi Yisai will change, perhaps a new option in understanding why you would need the other over here, and also explain why Rashi writes over here, the Lav Nea Sudinin. We need to explain and we need to know if there are any sources to this issue, and ultimately Rabbi Yisai have an earth-shattering sugi over here, Rabbi Yisai, that changes our entire perspective, not just with different mekoros of any of the sugi. Gemara is pivotal for what? The fundamental principles of Eidach Nevi Surin and the Nafgamina Gedayla, if it applies to Nashim or if it doesn't apply to Nashim. What do you think that should be Talia? What do you think it should connect to? What do you think it should be based on? So now we're starting to build the Klalim. Now we're starting to put the pieces together, and Amir Tzashem Rabbi Yisai will be able to start understanding, and we're going to see from the Gemara Ketubos, we'll see with the Ritva, we'll see Amir Tzashem, and put everything together in terms of the next stages in the sugya of Eidach Nevi Surin. I don't want to go vital, because I've not seen more of the Makairis, and it's not kedai for me to speak about it,